This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. The creation of the Jammu Railway Division will significantly benefit Jammu and Kashmir and surrounding areas, fulfilling the long-pending aspiration of the people. It will also create employment opportunities and infrastructure development, promote tourism and lead to the overall socio-economic development of the region. Modi also inaugurated the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and laid the foundation stone of the Raigada Railway Division building of East Coast Railway. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the launch of rail infrastructure projects in Jammu Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha will promote tourism and add to socio-economic development in these regions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurated the Panchayat Se Parliament 2.0 program in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today. Around 500 elected women representatives from Panchayati Raj institutions from 20 states and union territories are participating in the program. The program is aimed at empowering elected women representatives from scheduled tribes from Panchayati Raj institutions and enhancing their knowledge of constitutional provisions, parliamentary procedures and governance to foster effective leadership. Speaking on the occasion, Om Birla said, Panchayati Raj institutions are working towards the development of villages and realize the vision of self-reliant India. He said women have made a huge contribution to the country's heritage and culture. The Indian Council of Medical Research has confirmed the detection of 2 cases of human metapneumovirus in Karnataka, identified through routine surveillance for respiratory viral pathogens. The Ministry of Health in a release has stated that these cases were detected as part of ICMR's ongoing efforts to monitor and control respiratory illnesses across the country. The ICMR emphasized that despite the detection of these 2 cases, there has been no significant increase in influenza-like illness or severe acute respiratory illness cases in the country. Meanwhile, amid the rising concerns, several states, including Delhi and Karnataka, have issued advisories to prevent spread of the virus. The Department of Fisheries under the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying organized a Northeastern Region States Meet to review the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana at Guwahati today. Chaired by Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, they even witnessed the presence of Minister of State, Ministry of FAHND, George Kurian and other key dignitaries from the northeastern states. In a major boost to the fisheries sector in the region, the union minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 50 impactful projects with a total outlay of 50 crore rupees, including a central share of 38.63 crore rupees. These initiatives are designed to enhance the region's fisheries infrastructure, productivity and employment opportunities. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Meen has assured to sanction the construction of 4.5 megawatt hydropower project on Yargyapchu River to meet the power requirements of the Mechuka Township. Meen said this while gracing the hoisting of high mast national flag in Mechuka and the Shiyomi district today. The Deputy Chief Minister in his address shared his deep appreciation for the overall experience and acknowledging the outstanding work of the Indian Army in the region, the 13 Grenadiers of Indian Army and ITBP in particular. During his 5-day visit, Meen also conducted a series of inspections and site visits to key development projects in the region. Acting on a reliable intelligence regarding an interstate drug peddler, a police team led by Inspector Krishnendu Dev conducted a prompt raid at the suspect's residence at G Sector Nahalagan yesterday. During the search, 4 pouches of cannabis weighing 56.8 grams were recovered from a black handbag carried by the accused. A subsequent search of his residence yielded 81 pouches of suspected cannabis and 250 empty plastic pouches, indicating preparation for further distribution. The police have hereby urged the public to report any suspicious activities to the nearest police station and join hands in eradicating the drug menace from the community. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.